North Dakota District DOT Director Jay Praska. Jay, lots of discussion in 2017 with the legislative session and the closure of a couple of shops. Folks are kind of wondering what exactly did happen in the past legislative session, which shops closed.
Due to the recent budget deficit and reduction in revenue, the DOT proposed to close, some or consolidate some section sites. Legislative session passed Senate Bill 2012, which kind of laid out the process on how that was going to happen. So I think statewide there's 8 sites that were consolidated into larger sections. And within those 8 sites, Valley City District, we had three sections, which was Courtney, Litchfield, and Gackle. So right now, the state highways were still going to be maintained, but just going to be maintained with equipment and people coming from other sections rather than those sections where they were at. Our state highways, I guess, I think there was some talk about some counties thought that they were going to transfer some miles of roadway over to them, but that's not the case. All the state highways are still being maintained by the DOT. Same highways that were covered last year are still going to be covered again this year.
When you get the call to go or whatever, when the snow flies, tell us what the Valley City plows will be covering.
The different sections, like the Litchfield section, that employee transferred up to Valley City here.
Okay.
So now the Litchfield section roads are going to be partially covered by the Valley City East section and partially covered by the Valley City West section, which is all out of Valley City. I guess a typical day or process is during the winter months, we have one road reporter comes in early at 5 a.m. to get the initial assessment and determine if more help is needed, and then he calls in other people if needed. Otherwise, typically they start at 7 a.m. So, and then the plows would take off from there.
And then Jay, would those same plows go out from Valley City to Courtney and Gackle, or do you have something in Jamestown?
Gackle section will be covered by trucks from the Medina section and the Wishick. And that was also last winter. Gackle was already, that employee retired last winter, so that system was in place last winter where it was covered by Medina and Wishick. So, and then the Courtney section, those roads will be covered by the Valley City West crew, will also take some of their roads. The Jamestown section will take some of the Courtney roads, and the Cooperstown section out of the Grand Forks District will take some of Courtney's roads.
When you say you have a Valley City East and West, does that mean you have a person stationed in a different city, or are all the personnel still based or live around Valley City and you don't have to come here?
They don't all live in Valley City. They live all around, but they're all stationed out of Valley City. So yes, they would have to come to Valley City to get the equipment and then go out from there. As part of the Senate bill, we're required to work on a lease agreement with the local subdivisions in those areas if they wanted to lease those shops. So like Litchfield section now, Barnes County stated they were not interested in a lease agreement. So now we're working with the city of Litchfield. And then after that, we're required to work or contact the townships and then see if they're interested. Part of that lease agreement would be if during major winter snow events, the DOT still has the right to park one snow truck in the shop during major winter snow events from November through March. If there was a storm event that's forecasted in enough in advance, we could put a truck down there and say into Litchfield and have the Litchfield employee who lives around there report to that Litchfield section rather than coming up to Valley.
Is there anything else that I'm not asking that you think, Jay, is pertinent for the public to know as we enter another winter season?
I guess also, too, we talked about the routes and where they're being covered. That's our plan right now. The DOT is also working on a route optimization plan. We hired a consultant, and then we give them all our materials, equipment, people, the resources we have, where they're located. And the computer, I guess, spits out the most efficient way to cover all our routes. So currently we're working on that plan. That should be coming out here sometime before snowfall. So that will help us find the most efficient route, which may not be the routes we're taking right now. So that is something we'll be working with. And trying to improve the efficiency of all our trucks.
Jay, are there any phone numbers or websites that are different for people who need to contact the local, this local district DOT office if there's an emergency?
That should all be the same process for emergency services, where it all kind of funneled through the local sheriff to our state radio, and then the state radio would contact the district, and then we would contact the closest personnel to help out on that emergency. So that would all stay the same. You can still call the district with any questions on snow and ice control, and they can talk to me. And that's just the 845-8800 number. I guess we just also ask, you know, this is the consolidation of the sections. It's new for us, so we're going to be, we have a plan going forward now, but we're going to see how that works. And if we need to make changes, we will make changes as we go through the winter. And so I ask public to be patient with us. You know, we are also learning this winter with along with everybody else and how this is all going to work. But we will do the best we can with the resources we got.